Where's Johnson?
I don't know where he is. Oh, we don't know where
he is. Max?
Max.
He was here.
Was he? Quick out of here. Okay. Who wants to read?
I'll read.
Go ahead.
I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah.
You guys went home?
Yeah, he went home, yeah. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. My time at the Rav, Kasavar Kafsa, Ein Zakuk Lava, Asr Lish Tamash Laura. B'tamid Milsa, Mishum Da'al Yidei Neitz, She'na'ase B'menorah, Tiknu. B'hilkach, Asa Uhu K'menorah, She'asr Lish Tamash Laura.
Okay, so he's trying to find the reason for what? For why is it Asr Lish Tamash Laura? Why is it Asr Lish Tamash Laura? It takes a different approach. Right? A different approach. That it's really an Isser Hano, essentially. Right? So what's Isser Hano? How do you get Isser Hano? So one possibility is that what? That since the menorah was since it was because of the nace of the menorah, that's why they were misaking the mitzvah of hadlakas neros. So they made it like the menorah. They made it like the menorah. How is it like the menorah? Because it's also the time to go. Or you don't want to read it that way. You could read it any way you like. But what does it mean? So what's the idea? Did they make it like the menorah that's also the time to go? Or did they make it like the menorah that it is also the time to go?
What's the difference?
Difference is, what's Asr Lish Tamash Laura? The menorah or the Chanukah candle? That means like this. The difference is, did they make it? Is he saying they made it like the menorah and now Mamela? Since the menorah is Asr Lish Tamash Laura, these are Asr Lish Tamash Laura? Did they say this is like that? So you have to look at that and we'll see what the dinim are. Over there by menorah is Asr Lish Tamash Laura. So this is like a menorah ma'at, so it's also Asr Lish Tamash Laura. Or, the other way to read it is like this, that how did they make it like the menorah? They made the candles Asr Lish Tamash Laura. In that way, they made it like the menorah. Not that they made it like the menorah, which is Asr Lish Tamash Laura.
The male was just one of the
and the male
is
just like...
And would be if the menorah had other deer. Like
menorah,
then we have other
menorah. Is the idea. I mean, nobody's going to say Aaron has to light your menorah. Right?
What does it mean by itself, the question? Because it's not the same menorah, obviously. So why should it be like the menorah at all?
Oh, well, that he says in the beginning. He says because the whole idea of Ner Chanukah was... established because of the nace with the menorah. Right? So therefore what?
Well, everything that the original Nair had, everything should be, today should be the same way.
So apparently he's saying that's part of the identity of the identity of the Neros should reflect the nace of the menorah itself. Yeah.
I don't really understand the distinction between the two possibilities. Because even the side that says that it's just that they made it Asr Lish Tamash Laura, that's because of the menorah, right? That's not just a random thing.
Right.
Right, so could you just...
Let's see. I think there's a difference. Let me see. Let me think about it a little more. No, let's try again. That, the question is like this. How do you read this? The Al-Yidei, he says... the time of the Milsim Shem Da'ide Nase Shenasa B'Menorah Tiknu. Okay, so they made the Takana because of the Nase that happened with the Menorah. The Hilkach Asa Uha Kim Menorah She'asa L'Shtamish Laura. So does he mean to say like this, that they said these candles, your Chanukah Menorah, now has a din somehow of the menorah and the mikdash. So now when I come to treat this, I have to make reference to the halachas of the mikdash. Okay? Mm-hmm. But basically they just decreed that this is like that. That's the essential, that's the takana.
Like,
yeah. Right. Or that's, you can't say, I can't do that. That's silly. You can't really just do that. But what you can do is you can make an equation between the two via a halacha. Meaning to say that since they want to express the idea of the menorah and the mikdash, they take something from the menorah and the mikdash, and they say, now this has the same din. This, just like the menorah and the mikdash, has a din of asur l'shtamesh l'ora. We want to reflect the menorah and the mikdash here, so we'll say this has a din of asur l'shtamesh l'ora.
Second way is much smoother.
maybe you don't see the chilek.
I don't really understand the first way.
Yeah, because that's true. The first way doesn't really... I'm trying to load it to the second way. I'm just trying... Don't think that he... I don't think he means the first way. I'm saying sort of... stating something that you're right. It doesn't really have... It's hard to even substantially say what it means. But I'm saying I don't think it's right to say that they made it like the menorah, and that's why it's asur l'shtamesh l'ora. The opposite is true. They wanted this to reflect the idea of menorah, and it reflects the menorah because it's asur l'shtamesh l'ora. Now, there's two ways to go. What's the cause and what's the effect? What's causing what? Is it that they made this like the menorah, and now Mamela it's asur l'shtamesh l'ora? Which I agree with Moshe. I don't know exactly what that would mean. I don't know how that would actually work. But that's one possible idea. Right? Or the other way is more mistaver. They're saying, since the menorah has a din of asur l'shtamesh l'ora, and they want this to reflect the nace of the menorah, they gave it a din that the menorah has in order to give it some equivalence. You know what I mean? In other words, in order to endow the Ner Shel Chanukah with a certain identity of the menorah, they essentially equated the way you treat them. But it's not that I have to treat this way because it has a din of the menorah in the mikdash. It's not like they said, now for this time we have to imagine like everybody has a menorah. And now, well, if you had a menorah, what would you do? You wouldn't use the light, right? I think that's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're right. I'm not really saying that, sort of saying that rhetorically. Sort of a rhetorical position. Trying to get the idea. Good old rhetoric. But I think the other, what he's saying is the second way. He's saying that they gave it a din of asur l'shtamesh l'ora in order to reflect the idea of the menorah in the mikdash. So they borrowed a feature of the menorah, and they incorporated that into the tashmish of this, into the dinam of the Ne'achan. But it's really just a borrowing of the dinam from there.
That possibility is the focus of Asur Mukta would just be,
He's not up to that. Oh yeah, did they do that? Right. Did they do that? Correct. Yeah. Right. Okay, just one more second. I thought that's something.
Rest of the Rashba seems to not really go with that. He seems to develop only the second possibility of.
No, you'll see why.
I'm just wondering.
You'll see why. Okay. Vinami, the possibility is.
Kiven de la mitzvah hidlika, ikka mishum bizoy mitzvah.
Okay. The other way is much more universal. The first way is a very particular concept over here. Right? It's a particular concept in the Hanukkah. The second side is a more universal idea of just the general concept of Bizei Mitzvah.
Now, according to the first side, how's he going to learn the Gemara about Bizei Mitzvah? That's just going to be a separate thing like the Rosh did? Or?
Yeah, you'll have to wait with that. Okay.
In Tamar, Rav Huna Bar Chista, Hechi Sharu, Hechi Leitzlu Bizei Mitzvah Asar.
Okay, so if he goes with the first way, that is just a din in the menorah that they gave it a din of like a menorah, right?
So then that's the machlokes.
But once he enters that it's possible to say that Rav held. That is a din of Bizei Mitzvah, right?
Right.
So then, what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas of Rav Huna and Rav? Rav Huna and Rav Chista say it's mutter. Mishnah Mishlor and Rav says zoser. How could it be machlokas and Bizei Mitzvah? That's an institution in Torah.
Right.
Okay. No, everybody agrees. He's going to prove. Everybody agrees. V'chei leish lehu bizei mitzvah asr? Do they argue on the institution of bizei mitzvah? Oh, so then you got to explain what's so if it's bizei mitzvah, so why do they say it's mutter?
No, I'm saying.
Okay. Everybody agree what? Okay, so what's the machlokas? Go ahead.
V'od kasher alayhu mehad tanya l'kaman ma'aser sheni ein shoklin k'negdo dinari zahav.
You probably didn't do that Gemara because that's the Nigel Nair Gemara.
Right, we did that one. Took a look at it? Okay. Yeah.
A little confusing, right? Yeah. Okay. But the case is like this. The case over there is like this. So the guy has money, right? He has money that... Well, what's the law? You have Maaser Sheni, so you're supposed to bring Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim to eat it. Okay? Mm. And if you can't... Or whatever, for some reason it's too big, you can't carry it to your shalayim, so what do? You're poda, right? You take chulin, you take money, and you're poda the miser sheni on the money. So you machalal the miser onto the money. So then the miser is mutter to eat here, and the money you have to take to your shalayim, right? You lose a fifth though, right? You have to add a fifth on the...
What do you do? You exchange them for money?
Yeah, you take the money that's equal to the miser, and you say, this is for this. So now the money has the kedusha. So then what do you... So now what's the case over there? The case over there is that the guy wants to be poda more miser sheni. Okay? He has more miser sheni to be poda. So he wants to take the money that he did for the first pigeon, which now is Kodesh, and weigh out new money to make sure that he has the right amount of money to be poda the new Maaser Sheni. Right? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, equal that's why we're, yeah. The one he already has.
Well, he knows this is a good coin, and he wants to make sure the next one's a good coin. Right? So it says you're not allowed to do that. It says you're not allowed to do that because of Bizei Mitzvah. Okay. So the Gemara goes into a question over there. Why should it be a problem? It's a mitzvah l'mitzvah, right? It's a mitzvah l'mitzvah. It's like lighting one Chanukah candle to the next. So the Gemara says no, because you might find that the coin that you're weighing out is not good, and you're not going to use it, and then it'll turn out that it was not for a mitzvah. Mm-hmm. So it's really like a gzeira. But the point is that if you would just take the point for that the Rashi is making. Is that everybody agrees if you would just take money that Maaser Sheni is that was poda Maaser Sheni, right? You can't just use it as a weight. Mm-hmm. The only question is, can you use it to weigh out money you're going to use for Maaser Sheni? But certainly you can't just use it as a weight. Why? Because of Bizei Mitzvah. So you see, he holds from Bizei Mitzvah. Right? He's trying to show you that you can't say... I mean, what he's saying is right. He's just trying to prove that you can't say that it's a machlokas in Bizei Mitzvah. Go ahead.
Okay,
so then what is the machlokas in Bizei Mitzvah?
Yesh lomar, desaver lehu l'rav huna ul'rav chesta, dekol she'eno mishtamash begufo, kesholko kenegra, o shemadlikim imeno bekinsa, lav Bizei Mitzvah hu. So anything that you're not being mishtamish with the goof of the thing, for example, like being shoko kenegdo, or
right. So why does everybody agree it's bizei mitzvah to take the money and weigh out other money?
Say using the goof of the thing.
But hold, it's not a bizei mitzvah to read by the light. So he's saying everybody agrees that there's an idea of bizei mitzvah. Right? But what? But there's a difference between using the goof of the thing, like the money that has the kedusha smaisa sheni, as a weight to be shoko kenegdo, to weigh out something against it. That's the goof of the mitzvah. Or, for instance, taking the fire from the Hanukkah candle and using it to light a stick, even to go to another candle. That's the question of bizei mitzvah, right? That's bizei mitzvah, right?
All those things are bizei mitzvah.
Right.
Yeah, the reading is a little funny there.
It's because it's said back, right? The kosher, if you're not doing this, it says it's not bizei mitzvah. If you're not using the goof of the thing as a weight or to light another stick, right? Mm-hmm. That's not bizei mitzvah. Why? Because then you're only mishtamish la'ora, and you're not mishtamish begufe mamish.
Wait a minute, sorry, say that again. If you're using it for
Dekol she'eno mishtamish begufo. Now, what are the cases of gufo? Shoko kenegdo, okay, or right. Madlika mimeno bekinso.
Okay.
If anybody is not using the guf of the mitzvah, which would be weighing it with its guf, or lighting it another fire, lav bizei mitzvah, according to Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Right? One second. The afal gav de mishtamesh la'ora. Even though the one who's not using the guf is still using the or. Who was here yesterday? Who were we discussing? The or and the...
No,
oh, Jeremy. Very funny one. The halo mishtamesh begufe mamish. Because using the or... You didn't hear a joke?
When? Yesterday?
I didn't mean yesterday. Oh. I meant the last time we had shir.
About Hanukkah.
About Hanukkah, yeah. Wasn't that we were discussing with
Jeremy? Okay, yeah.
Question of looking from afar or looking close by. So he's saying that even looking close by is not... So we were trying to say in the rush there's a difference between looking at a close range where you really mishtamish with the candle, you really mishtamish with the or, or from far away where you just mishtamish with the light. But he's saying no. He's saying, and you didn't like that, right? So the Rashba is agreeing with you.
The
Rashba is agreeing with you, right? That no matter how close you are, all you're doing is using the light. Mm-hmm. All you're doing is using the light. If you really want to be mishtamish with the nair, you have to put a stick in it and light it on fire.
What's kishogo kenegdo?
That's the weight. That's if you weigh. Because that's the goof. The goof is the weight.
What are you saying about the kinsa? It's not allowed to do the kinsa even though you're using it for another name?
That's the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel, but the one who says you can't says because it's bizei mitzvah. And it's a complicated question how he paskin. I don't know. Does he paskin that you can't? But anyway. He holds you can't. Like, that is bizei mitzvah. But what was it, the kinsa? Right. Yeah, okay. But that you're saying would be a case of being mishtamish with the guf, with gufo. That's definitely bizei mitzvah, to be mishtamish with gufo. Right? Mm-hmm. So he doesn't say ma'alikim menu the kinsa to if you use the kinsa for another nair, that's a machlokas. But vaday to light a kinsa is asr. Right? So he says, but the question is, that everybody agrees, using the guf hadavar is definitely bizei mitzvah. So how is this two cases of using the guf hadavar? If it's something that has a substance, so you can use it as a weight. If you use it as a weight, that's definitely bizei mitzvah. You take the an esrog and you use it as a paperweight. Right? or to be a balance in the scale. Right? You understand how I used to weigh things? Mm-hmm. Balance in the scales. So that would definitely be also. Or to take a fire and use it as a source of fire. But to read by the light, I'm not mishtamish with the guf hadavar. I'm mishtamish with the or. Okay. The halo mishtamish be guf a mamish. I'm not actually using its guf. V'lo kol atashmish in shavin. V'lo kol abizuy in shavin. And you can't just equate all types of uses and all types of bizuyin. Can't say any type of use is the same. All types of uses are the same, and all and everything's and every bizuy is the same.
What does he mean by that last part? Any bizuy is the same.
He means to say that everybody would agree it's a bizuy, but it's not a. It's not. He's not. Not that one person is saying reading is not a. Is not a bizuy. Uh-huh. It is a bizuy, but it's not a bizuy that's usher because it's not. It's not related to the thing in the right way. It's not just an attitude. You can't just say, well, if you're disrespectful in any way to the mitzvah, that's an isser bizuy mitzvah. It's not. It has to be an halachic thing. So that's the machlokas. That's the machlokas between Rav, if you're going to go with the second reason. If you go with the second reason, so what's the machlokas between Rav and Ravuna? Of Asr L'Shtamish La'ora, everybody agrees it's an idea of Bizei Mitzvah. The only question is, Rav holds it's any Tashmish. I mean, we're not exactly defining the parameters of Rav, but Rav is holding any Tashmish, even an indirect Tashmish, even the Tashmish of the Or is considered the Bizei Mitzvah. And Rav Huna is saying, no, it has to be a Tashmish of the Guf HaDavar. Right? You have some difficulty with this, with the pshat? Yeah. Alright. So it's an interesting question. Right, Lech?
Right.
Maybe we can shed some light on this. Okay, so what do you guys say?
What am I focused
on? Yeah, did I resolve your questions?
No, I guess we'll see in the next paragraph.
What was your question? I thought it would go away by now.
No, I was just wondering, according to his birth possibility, that it's an Isser, like in the Mikdash.
Right.
So how would he explain, or was according to that possibility, everything would be Isser? Because it's like a real Isser of Hana, right?
Right.
In other words, it wouldn't depend on what you were doing. So then, how would he explain the heart cells mouth according to that?
Oh, so that would be the shita. That would be the shita of Rav. I mean, why is it necessary to bring that in?
He says it's bizoy. Yeah. In other words, according to him, it's not really bizoy. That's just
Right. You mean that would? He's gonna have to come to the bizoy. He's gonna have to come to this kind of a bizoy eventually, anyway.
Right.
Right, it's true. You have to come to this kind of a bizoy eventually, anyway. But that would only be according to the sheet that holds as mutl shtamish lora. Right, that would have to be according to the sheet that holds there is no kedusha in the nair.
You have to learn that gemara according to the one that holds mutl shtamish.
That holds there is no kedusha in the nair. Right, and that's what Shmuel says is there kedusha here. So then he's introducing the idea of bizoy. You know, it's. That's the thing, I guess, why he's mesupik, because you're eventually going to have to come on to this thing of bizui. But over here, it's not necessary. Over here, you could say it was a different question. But he's not sure if it's the same question throughout, or if there's another sheet to hear of Tashmish.
You're saying it's true. If you hold Asul or Shamash Lora, then you don't need.
No, you absolutely do not need that. That's right. It's an interesting question.
Do they don't like Hanukkah stuff? You don't know where? Where was my name? It seems like, just curious. Why?
Ken Sick.
Oh, Ken is sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's saying like this. He's saying that everybody agrees that the mitzvah, everybody agrees that there's an idea of bizei mitzvah. And generally speaking, I mean, how would you call bizei mitzvah, generally speaking? Just a general working...
Using one mitzvah for another mitzvah.
Just using it. Forget about the other mitzvah. The other mitzvah is complicated things. Using it for another mitzvah complicates things. That could be a question. But certainly, being mishtamesh with the chefetz shel mitzvah is a bizei mitzvah. Okay? But now the question is, what type of a use are we talking about? Okay, so he's saying one shita holds it's only when you're using the guf hadavar, meaning to say you're actually interacting with the physical substance of the thing. Okay, so either as a weight, using its substance, or as a fire to ignite another fire, right? Actually taking the guf hadavar and using it, right? I know it's still somewhat vague. The idea of use is somewhat of a vague thing, but your the tashmish comes from the guf hadavar. Okay, either as a weight or as a fire. Okay, but as light is not the guf hadavar. I'm not interacting with the guf hadavar. The guf hadavar is here. I'm over here, and it's just pouring out light. I'm not doing anything with the guf hadavar. But that's one side. The other side says, no, bizei mitzvah includes all types of tashmish, even a tashmish like that. Yeah. Let me ask you this. Is it a different kind of a bizei? I mean, is it a different kind of a bizei? I mean, maybe that's what it means. Not all bizuyos are the same. Is it a different kind of a bizei to read by the light? Is that a different kind of bizei than using it as fire? You think so?
I mean, that's what I'm in mind for.
Okay. We'll go with that. Yeah.
I don't know yet.
One, you're not moving it. One side's, you know, one case you're moving the chefetz shel mitzvah, moving in there. The other one, you're just...
Well, I could take a stick and put it in the fire. I mean, I don't have to move it. I don't necessarily have to move it. Yeah.
There's two ways you can view the mitzvah that you're going to be involved in, right? The one way is, let's take, take this case, right? So you have the chefetz of the mitzvah itself, right? So the chefetz exists, and now it has a status of being chefetz shel mitzvah. So there's two ways you could then view, two entities, conceptually, you could view the bizei being chal on. One is the chefetz itself, right? So if you and then why? Because this is a chefetz shel mitzvah, that's the problem.
That would be the fire.
Include, right, that, well, that, no, that would include, I think, even the
or,
right? right? As opposed to if you say, no, it's only the conceptual mitzvah. In other words, the only reason this chepta is involved at all is because the mitzvah was chal on a chepta. But the visa must be chal in the framework of the mitzvah. So if you leave that, right?
Well, you're saying, I mean, let me just put it into different words, what you're saying, I think. You're saying, demanding a different chilek. We have to define the difference. We have to have two ideas of the chefta shel mitzvah for you, right? Now, as you're saying, there's a difference between all that. You're saying there's a difference between that which is participating in the mitzvah. Right? That would include the light. Right?
Yes, in this instance, yeah. Because this is harder to see, because the light is the thing in question, but it's also the thing that mitzvah is using.
That's good. That's fine.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. Now, what you're saying, is it really, everybody agrees you can't use the chefta shel mitzvah? The entity. But since over here, the light is participating in the kiyum of the mitzvah,
right.
Because the whole idea is to see it, so the light is like part of the entity of the mitzvah. Or do you say no? That really all you did was you madlik the candle. That's all you did. You just created this fire. It's true that the fire now goes out and gives light, and that giving light is not an accidental thing. It's part of the process of the mitzvah. But the cheft of the mitzvah is still only the thing that you created. And I totally mixed my totally
no, no,
story
I mean,
what you said.
I think it's thing.
No, I give you a nafkamina. For him, a nafkamina would be an esrog to smell an esrog.
Right, absolutely.
Right? To smell an esrog would be a nafkamina. Because the smell is not participating in the mitzvah.
Yeah.
But it is an accidental thing, right?
Yeah, but I don't like it.
What's the second definition of chef social mitzvah? I mean, I can see it in the case of the esrog, but I mean, it's hard to get. What's the idea?
He's saying.
But
I think that your idea, I mean, I think it's a good, what you're saying is a good point. It's a good illustration, I think. You're providing us with a good illustration. More than just a good illustration, but also a good illustration. And that is, I think what you're saying has a lot of merit. But I don't think we're ready to put it into halachic terms right now. I think, let's think about the idea you're saying. Think about the idea that you're saying. I think the idea that you're saying is a good idea. But there's a certain danger of trying to just give things halachic labels before we really understand what we mean. But I think to develop what you're saying is good. And I would say, you know what I'm saying? Because what you're saying is like this. You really, really go back to answer my question. Don't try to answer the problem now. Just answer my question. Is there a difference in the bizoy? So you're saying that one type of a bizoy is that the mitzvah is going on, and I am simultaneously taking something that is participating in the mitzvah, which is the or, and while the mitzvah is going on, I'm using it myself. It's like we're
hijacking the mitzvah.
What's that?
It's like you're hijacking the mitzvah.
No, I wouldn't say hijacking the mitzvah.
I'm
piggybacking, I would say.
I would say you're ignoring what the mitzvah was intended for.
Because it's not.
Well, let's not get so philosophical at this point. Let's just decide. Let's just see if we can describe the difference. In other words, the mitzvah is going along happily, right? The light is shining to those who want to see it. And I am innocently sitting on the side reading. I'm not talking about a guy who's blocking all the light. Don't ask me that question. Okay? But what's wrong if the mitzvah is happening and my use is happening? Right? That's one case. That's one case. The or is just going along. The or is going along. I'm not interfering in any which way with the mitzvah. The mitzvah is going along, and I'm going along. Okay? That's one thing. Okay. Now I maybe I back myself into a little bit of a corner over here because it's not gonna be able to flip it to the other side. In other words, let's take the money of my Sushani. Right? Why can't I say the same thing? That's Kodesh. And I'm just using it. I'm not interfering with it in any way. Right? But is there a difference? I mean, is there a difference?
I think in terms of the way you're relating to it, there's a difference. Because when you relate to it just by using the or, you're not accessing the you're not addressing your relationship with it as a ner.
Good.
When you use the chepta itself, you're totally precluding any relationship with the chepta as a chepta shomet.
Correct. Yeah.
When I was saying on the one,
we'll get back to
one
it,
side
yeah.
is ignoring what I don't want to make it too philosophical, but ignoring what the mitzvah is for, and the other side is really by utilizing it, it's imbuing it with almost a contrary definition, saying you're using it for, you're really using this thing for a different purpose.
Okay, I agree with the second side, but that's not the way I'm saying the first side. I'm not saying that in the first side. I'm not saying that you have to be ignoring what the mitzvah is for. Why can't I recognize the Ner Chanukah is for Pirsum, and the Pirsum is going out in 260 degrees, and right, and I want to, I just want 100 degrees. That's all I want. I'll take the worst 100.
In that case, you're not changing anything. It's you're doing the Pirsum that way.
So. The Pirsum is happening. The Pirsum is happening all around. I'm just benefiting. I'm more like a nana. I mean, that's why he originally said it's an idea of kedusha, because I'm just an accidental nana. It just happens to be I'm nana from that which is this from I'm just nana from a source of that's a mitzvah. But in the second one, in the other case where I take the cheftz, I take the mo'os, that have the kedush of Meister Shani, I'm not just an innocent bystander. I'm not just an innocent bystander. I mean, you were right in a way, Hallie, but I don't like the way you said it because you move it. That's not important whether you actually pick it up and move it. Important thing is that you are taking the cheftza and you're making it like a mundane entity. In other words, you're taking this cheftza ha-mitzvah and you're defining its tashmish, and you're defining it as just an entity of your tashmish. Let's think about it. Is that what you're saying? You're saying something different. What are you saying?
Yeah.
Similar,
yeah,
right?
That,
yeah. So in other words, but you're not. No, it's saying once you take the chefza, right? If you take the chefza while you're weighing it, it's completely being defined as a weight.
That's not clear.
Yeah.
Why,
okay.
And while you're lighting it from the kinsha, then
it's just a source of fire to you. In other words, in your entity, in your objects, I would say that the isser of bizui mitzvah is to take an object of kedusha, an object of mitzvah, and relegate it to a mundane object. Yeah. Go ahead.
But let's say you took another ner or whatever, and you lit it with the
Ner Chanukah.
You lit it against, or like lit it on the Neros of the Ner Chanukah. That doesn't preclude it from being used, the Ner Chanukah, from being used as the Ner Chanukah.
Correct.
Isn't that
correct.
What you're saying?
That's what we're trying to figure out now.
And taking
Meister Sheni money and weighing it also doesn't preclude it from taking it to Yerushalayim and buying money and buying food.
Right.
You're right. We're working on this point now. We're clarifying this point. Yeah.
Like, I think that's sort of is a good like litmus test case because you could say that. There's
well, it's not good to do because I'm not sure what the law is with the esrog over here. I mean, we hold you're allowed to smell it because its ikar is not for reach, right? But the dasim, the ikar is for reach. That's a question of huktza l'mitzvah, right? It's a question of huktza l'mitzvah.
Without getting too many.
But anyway, yeah.
The local particulars, right? So could you say that there's two frameworks you could view the chepta, right? One is the chepta, which is the chepta, right? And then there was a certain framework in which this chepta can now be viewed as a chepta shal mitzvah. So if you then piggyback a tashrish on the chepta within the framework that it's viewed as a mitzvah, like let's say an atila or whatever it is, right? So then that's going to be considered a bizui. But if you piggyback a tashmish onto the chepsa, but in a different framework than the mitzvah exists,
So then you could argue you're not encountering the mitzvah such that you'd be mevazeh. But you say no, it qualifies the whole chafetz even in framing.
All right, so you're saying that when I take the money from my sasheni and I use it to weigh out something else, so what's the problem?
Because you could say that I'm not sure exactly how it would translate, but you could say that there's, let's say, if I were to appreciate, you know, the shininess of the coins, right? I don't know, something like that. So you say that's the chafetz that exists outside of money, but the weight itself is intrinsic to the thing as in its existence of mitzvah. I mean, maybe there you say it's the value. I don't know. That's a particular case. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the framework would be, but I think those are two different categories. Two different ways you can view the chafetz.
See, I think what Moshe was trying to say, I think what Moshe was saying is that to redefine the object, you have to access its substance. In other words, to say that this object is a weight, in other words, to give it a new shame, you have to be mishtamish with its substance. Okay, because a thing only has one shame. A thing has one definition. Okay, a thing can have many uses. It can have a lot of beneficial. It can have a lot of benefits, but it has one shame, right? So if I take the substance of the thing, and I use it for my own tashmish, so then I'm koveya that as a new. That's koveya the entity as a new shame. But if I'm not mishtamish with the gufa davar, I'm just saying that there's a benefit from this thing. So then, if you would take this approach, then how would you define? There'd be two different definitions of bizei mitzvah. One definition of bizei mitzvah, the more primary one, is to take an entity of mitzvah and to try to give it a shame of a mundane entity. In other words, to ignore. The definition in the entity of mitzvah, saying, you know what, this is not kodesh, this is not omeh for achilas ma'aseh sheni, this is just a coin, and just like any coin I can use to weigh other coins, in other words, it never loses you're ignoring the fact that a cheftza shel mitzvah is a new entity. It's not just a coin anymore. Yeah, if it's just a coin, you can take it and weigh out other coins. But if it has a new definition, then you can't make reference to its old qualities of the cheftza. To do so would be to ignore its new existence. It's like a new entity. It's not just stam a coin. It's not a coin that I'm going to use for a mitzvah. It is a new entity of mitzvah, and to just treat it like a coin would be a bizui to that concept. You'd be saying that mitzvah doesn't have a true reality. You'd be denying the reality of mitzvah. Okay. Because I'm saying mitzvah is saying that it's not a fire. It's not just a fire. It's a new type of a thing. Right? To turn it into just a fire is to take it back to its primitive state and ignore the new chalos of the entity of ner mitzvah. Okay?
Why wouldn't you? I understand that as an idea, but when you apply it here, why wouldn't you call the or the gushal dover? Especially in this case, given that the mitzvah is pirsum. It's not just the fire, you're not lighting things for pirsum. I mean,
you can't just call things a goof.
It's not the substance of the thing.
Yeah.
Substance has to be physical things, so like the essence of the thing can't be. I mean.
Substance is reality.
But isn't your point you can't change the shame of the function of the thing by just benefiting from its light?
So what's the other side of Bizei Mitzvah? The other side of Bizei Mitzvah is much more chomor. It's saying, even if I recognize that it's a fire, that it's not a fire anymore, it's now a ner mitzvah, and I'm not trying to redefine it, right? But I'm saying, contemporaneously with the tashrish of mitzvah that's going on, I'm also going to benefit, right? In other words, not even to redefine the thing. Not only is it a bizui to redefine its shame from an entity of mitzvah to just a fire, right? But it's also a bizui mitzvah to put your use on par with the use of mitzvah. That's a bizui mitzvah too. Because I'm saying that there are two important things that are going on over here. One is its function for mitzvah, right? And I'm not going to redefine that. I'm not going to negate the existence of the ner as an entity of piersum. But simultaneously, I'm also benefiting from it, right? Simultaneously with the tashmish of, with the activity of the mitzvah, I'm going to partake in my activity as well. Now, one you could say is in terms of the entity of the mitzvah. Am I so sere the shame of the cheftza shel mitzvah? So that's if I take the guf and I give it a new, definition. Okay, but over here, it's a special case that while the mitzvah is, while the tashmish of the mitzvah is occurring, right, I'm going to put my tashmish on par with it. I'm going to say there are two great things now. There are two things that are occurring. The ma'isa mitzvah is expressing itself, right, through the piercing of the aura, and I'm reading my book. So now this nair has two things that are occurring. I'm not redefining it because I'm not going into the cheftza. But I'm saying, as if I would take a fire and I would light it from it. So that's the guf hadavar, and that's contrary to the definition of this guf. This guf is kavua for piercing, not kavua as a regular ore. So if I use it as a regular ore, I'm so sure that kvias, right? But here I'm letting the kvias of the piercing occur. I'm not involved in that. I'm involved on an equal plane. If I use the fire, that's going down to the more primary plane, to the substantial entity. And I'm saying that you say there's a near mitzvah chal in the substance. I say it's just a substance of fire. Right, but you say that this ma'os is ma'isa sheni and it's really omed for achila. I say it's still ma'os. Okay, but if the ner is giving the piersum and I'm not undercutting that, I'm just equal. I'm saying, yeah, of course, I would never use the fire. That's not a fire. That's a ner shel piersum. But while the piercing is occurring, I'm not so sure that shame. The light's going to be thrown on this wall whether I'm here or not. What's the difference if I put my book up? Right? So what I'm saying is a different thing. I'm not taking away from the shame mitzvah being chal on the ner as a chefza. But I'm saying my tashmish is also an important tashmish. You know what I'm saying? That's a different level of bizui, he's saying. Lav kol bizuyos shavos. Lav kol tashmishim shavim. But, so he's, right? Two different ideas of bizui. Thing you want to think about? Let's think about it. So now you want to do the, so now we can finally do what I said we'd do originally. Could do the Ner L'Ner. Question of the Ner L'Ner, and then we'll finish up his, try to finish up his piece over here.
We'll do the Gemara itself first, and then come back to
Yeah. But then, so now your question, see, the way I'm saying it, that's why the Esrog is a different question, too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you know if it's in case. Like, are you smelling it while you're using it? Like, I mean, the point of my Esrog isn't like while you're doing my sentence anyway.
Right. But how is, that's a separate question. How does Huktza fit in with Bizoi? That's like another idea. Huktza and Mitzvah.
That's not during the Mitzvah.
That's
not during the Mitzvah necessarily. It's Huktza before the Mitzvah.
That's a question of how much of the thing is considered to be participating in the Mitzvah. That seems to be a different question. Like you say that the Hadas, even the aspect of Reach, is hooks. In other words, that's saying I take the natural entity and I say now it's designated for mitzvah. How much of the thing gets that designation?
Right.
You know what I mean? That's a different question. Right.
We did that 1 year
ago. That was more along the lines of what I was saying.
With the shemen, do you say it's hooks up?
But this is a different question. This is once the thing has kedusha, has the shame of mitzvah, what type of use is asur?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like a reverse question.
Rosh, yeah. When you made fun of him from the front, we were laughing because he wanted to get you back.
Do both of these sides agree? Like.